WILS is Mike Ellis. Mike, how are you?
Well, I'm a little on the cold side, but I'm doing all right. I'm dealing yeah. with the weather the best I can, bundling up and, you know, doing all those good things.
Well, you know, it's a rite of passage that we blame all bad weather on you weather folks.
And having done this for 22 years, I know it, and I've developed the big, strong shoulders to take the heat.
I was talking with Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes this morning,
yes.
and I was telling him how I was watching the Fox News yesterday, and they had the weather map on, and I never remember in my life seeing the whole United States in the red.
I know. It is not good. I mean, this is really an awful hot spell, and not only hot, but it's worse because of it's such a strange combination because we've had such terrible flooding in parts of the middle of the country, and then we've also not only had the excessive heat, Tony, but we've had terrible droughts across portions of the central part of the nation and down into the southwest.
All right, so what's causing what we're experiencing?
Well, really what's causing it is some folks are calling it because of the La Nina factor. That's part of it. I think basically it's just a prolonged period where you've got a blocking pattern and we're not allowing weather systems to move from west to east very well, and we're locking into a pattern where high pressure is just cranking in the heat and the humidity. This is the year where we would, in a sense, love to have a couple of weak hurricanes or dying hurricanes come through the south or the central part of the United States or the East Coast to shake up the weather patterns a little, because we're just into this locked-in pattern with the heat camped out over the country and nothing seems to be dislodging it.
How long is this pattern going to remain with us, and do you see one of those type of systems coming to the states anytime soon?
First question, how long will this remain? That's anybody's guess, because hard to tell. I do see some improvement later this weekend and into next week in some spots, but that's not for all areas. And as far as tropical storm activity, yeah, we're starting to see a little bit. We've got both Tropical Storm Brett and Tropical Storm Cindy that have formed. So that is, in a sense, good news, because we're starting to see some activity, and that tends to be what happens as we get into July and August. So.
Yeah.
It's a catch-22, though, because what we don't want is a real severe storm that causes the type of thing that happened with New Orleans back years ago, where we had the terrible tragedy.
And you think our record high of 97 could be in jeopardy today?
It could be, as a possibility. I think we're going to get awfully close to it. Still looking at, if I had to bet the mortgage, I would say we're going to top off about 95. But when 95 and 97 are not exactly a long way apart, Tony, as you know.
All right, as I sit on a block of ice as we speak, go ahead and give us the latest forecast.
All right, a lot of sun today with a passing thunderstorm, a slight possibility, just enough instability later that may pop up a thunderstorm. There is an excessive heat warning until 8 tomorrow night, and a high today around 95 degrees, very humid. Last look, let me just see what the latest dew point is, 74. That is oppressive humidity. Any time a dew point, the measure of humidity, is over 70, it's oppressive. So it's really muggy. It's really close and oppressive outside. Tonight, partly cloudy and down near 70. Tomorrow, back up to about 90, so not quite as hot, but still very humid. Sunshine, a few clouds, and maybe a thunderstorm, and then partly sunny, upper 80s to near 90, with a better chance of thunderstorms on Saturday, Tony.
Whoa, a cooling trend tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, there you go. We're only going to be near 90, 92 degrees.
All right, WILS's Mike Ellis. Thanks so much.
Certainly, Tony.